you. Would you like me to do a roll call, Carlton? Rafik?
Yes, Rafik is leading. So, yes, I think that would be appropriate.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Jazz Call on Friday, the 4th of March. And on the call, we have Rafik Damak, Carlton Samuels, Cheryl Langdonor, Alan Greenberg, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Sébastien Bachelot, Avery Doria, and Fabienne Bétrumieux. And we have apologies from Tony Harris, Alex Kukuru, Sintra Sukanan, and Michele Nilon. May I remind you, please, to say your names before speaking for transcription purposes. And we also have a message from Tijani that he will be 5 minutes late. And apologies from Bodwan Shombe. Thank you very much. Over to Rafik and Carlton.
Thank you, Ken. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining today's call. So we have quite a long agenda for today. We have 4 items. And if there is no objection, we will follow this agenda. Okay, hearing none. So first we will start with a discussion about the board and GAC meeting in Brussels. And I'll say the messaging for San Francisco. So I think we have some people who attended the board and GAC meeting. I'm not sure that everybody also listen to the meeting through remote participation, so it will be great to have your feedback about the discussion that the board and the GAC members had in Brussels about our works. Avery, Olivier, someone who participated.
I'm still here. I'm willing to talk. I'm also willing to be quiet and let others talk.
Wait, I think we lost someone.
You're listening.
So, Avery.
Okay.
Avery, we cannot hear you well. So,
can you hear me at all? Or you just can't hear me well?
Operator two. Well,
the operator just needs to disconnect that number. Yeah, it's not right.
Okay.
So, you can't hear me well, or you can't hear me at all?
We can hear you.
You can
I
hear
think.
Me.
I can.
Should I go first with my impression?
Yeah, please go.
Okay. So, at a very basic level, I think the meeting was both very good for the effort that Jazz is connected with and somewhat scary for the effort that Jazz is connected with. I think that, you know, there's very strong support, obviously, in the GAC scorecard and from the things they said for the work that we're doing. I think from the board we also got, you know, strong and encouragement to that the work is important, that we should continue, and that we should get it done quickly. If you read what Peter said in the hangout, and since Sebastian is in the room or on the call, perhaps he'll be able to certainly fill in gaps where my interpretation is wrong. They're very specific to say that they can't act on anything that's just an interim. They can only act on things that are final, and that's certainly understood. What is unsaid in that is final from our working group, final as passed on from ALAC, final as passed on by GNSO, final as passed on by both of them. So that's something that remains unsaid. Now, one of the things that, you know, the board had come back from us with is also not said is this whole criteria that it's good. It looks like we're getting a lot of work done on criteria for deciding. If you look at our whole scope, though, with them saying until they have final report from us, there's nothing they can do, we have pretty much a very large and almost impossible mountain to climb. I don't know, for example, whether we'll be able to have a final report on the overview and on, you know, various issues while still keeping on open other issues. That's something that remains, but we may have a conundrum to solve in that respect. But my overall impression is that if we get the work done, we have a strong chance. As I said, while it wasn't quoted in one of the emails, I said, while it wasn't quoted by Peter in his final statement from the board, it was quoted by Peter at some point that differential rates were allowed for in the GNSO recommendations for the least developing countries, which is not a category that we've used, but it's a subcategory of the category we used. So I don't know what can be done with that, but he was careful to quote that during the meeting. And there was pointed out to people during the meeting that the GNSO recommendations also never said that everybody had to pay the same rate to be self-paying, but that the overall program had to be, and no one ever got into the issue of what does it mean to pay for the application process? Does application process include, building a great big legal fund just in case that I can get sued someday? One could argue yes, no. That wasn't really ever gotten into, though I think it was brought up once maybe, but I'm not sure. So I think we're in good shape. I think we have to get the work done. I think we have to come out with some final reports on some of the issues perhaps sooner than others, and I'll stop now. Thanks.
Avery?
Yep. Thank you, Avery.
This is Carlton.
Yeah.
Can I ask you to comment on, I see a note about application from developing country governments. Can you recall how that was developed?
I would ask Sebastian a question on that one because I have my own questions on developing governments as opposed to developing countries. And
yes, it says developing country government. It speaks
right,
specifically to government.
At the time, whether that was a negative response to our point about, our program does not cover governments. But it was never discussed that I heard. I mean, my attention did flag from time to time over 2.5 days, but I actually don't remember that point being discussed. So I may have missed it, so perhaps Sebastian or somebody else that was there, Olivier, can comment, because I don't have the answer for that.
Okay, so maybe if Sebastian can answer, then we can go to Olivier. Is Sebastian on the call?
I guess we need to go back to the Scott card to have this answer. But I guess it's something raised within the Scott card. Yes, we have the government talking and they want to be part of the program from the developing country. I think that it's one question that a working group must discuss, maybe again, because I remember that we already discussed that point. But frankly, what I will say the GAG, the board, and the rest of the community need, it's the work done by the working group. Whatever decision taken by this working group are put in front of the community and of the GAG and of the board, obviously. And if I can come back after Olivier on some point, I would like very much that you answer. It would be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. So, Olivier, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafik. I was just going to say that I think Avery gave a good rundown on what happened and what was said. With regards to developing country governments, I have a feeling, and this is just a feeling, because I paid attention, but it suddenly came up in the discussion. So I have a feeling it might just be by chance that it was there, but it's something that maybe we'd need to investigate further, whether it's specific to government or not. But as you might know, the discussions took place over a couple of days. Everyone was very tired, and it might just be that it was an expression that was used with no further meaning behind it. But to make sure, we should check. There was a sub question, of course, with regards to being able to change the fee. And as you might have read otherwise, or on a separate channel, the ALAC has revised a charter, and the $100,000 reduction of the 100K fee was taken out of this. And that was because until the Brussels meeting, the board had repeatedly said that there was no question at all of changing that fee and of making any amendments. They refused point blank. And suddenly, there appears to have been some opening where Peter Dengate-Thrush mentioned that they might have to work out something. And they have no difficulty with the concept of changing the fee. So that's an interesting development from that point onwards. Overall, the message is get going, get this group working, and bring some answers and come up with some solutions as soon as possible, possibly in line for the board, the next board retreat, which I think is sometime in, I'm not sure exactly when, is it May or April? But we have to work this out and get it worked out as soon as possible. I'm also told, and this is just a verbal promise, that some board members will be joining as observers because they are particularly interested in this issue. So hopefully we'll have them soon among us. Thank you.
Well, I have to mention that Sebastian Aboudbeb is already here.
Okay.
There's one thing. The transcript says, as I recall, it seems to me that they're waiting on a report from the GAC, because Heather was actually directly addressed to say we are waiting to see what the report says on that. I made an excerpt of it because I thought it was interesting. I had not seen that coming. So apparently there's some other report that is going to go into this in detail from the GAC side. Did anybody mention that? Or did anybody notice that?
Kato, I think maybe. So to go back to the queue, maybe Sebastian want to answer now, and then we go to Alan.
On the Adobe chat, I'm sorry. Can you send what is the link for the Adobe?
I'll send it to you, Sergeant.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. So please, Sebastian, and then Alan.
You know, you can go leave Alan speaking, and I am happy to interact, but keep going, and when I will jump, I will tell what I think and what information I can share with you, but no problem to leave Alan to speak first.
Okay, thank you. So Alan, please go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted a quick note that reduction or differential fees is not the same issue as reinvestigating the rationale and the calculations that went into the 100K. The 100K was done as an average, and it was clearly defined as the expected average for the items it was covering. That does not alter the fact that the board or ICANN can decide to use differential fees within that, whether it's the rationale for that 100,000 or the other 65 is moot. And the elimination of that item was done in the same time frame as Tony Harris was doing the work, but saying it's really pretty futile. It's not likely to come up with anything. That's all. Thank you.
Just to ask you, so you mean that, what do you think, we should keep working on the that item leaded by Tony Harris? Because I think it's even, just that we are investigating about the rationale behind those fees, it can help in the, I think, for the decrease of these fees, no?
The group can do what it wants. It's not in the charter is all the issue is, so it's not likely to be something that either of the chartering groups or certainly the ALEC is looking for as one of the report items. Whether it's a useful thing to do along the way in trying to understand the concept of differential fees, that's certainly within our mandate. That's my opinion anyway, and I'm not on the ALEC, but...
I think it will be in the third item, maybe, of the agenda, so we can talk about the revised charter. So we have in the queue only Sebastian.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I want to confirm what Olivier says, that some board members are willing to join, but they are traveling, and I don't know if they will be able to do that prior to San Francisco, but also that they are a GAC member, and I had conversation, for example, with Brazil. They are willing to join, and it's important to keep that in mind and try really to involve them, and San Francisco will be a good opportunity for that. I have put the information about municipality and local government in developing countries there where it's on the scorecard, and it's a subject they would like us to take into account, or the working group to take into account. My main question, it's linked with what Olivier said about the timing. I think we, and when I say we, it could be ALAC, it could be GNSO, but it could be also the board, we can come and say, you need to deliver for this date. This meeting could allow you to elaborate when you will be able to deliver something. Can you commit for something? The proposal made by Olivier, it's a good one, but if you think you need less time or more time, I think if you can set up your agenda, it will be allow both ALAC, GNSO, and maybe the board to take into account and to wait for that. It's quite clear for everybody, I guess, that it will not jeopardize the finalization of the application guidebook. It is possible parallel work, and that's good. It leaves the working group a little bit more time. But if you can give some perspective, it will be great. If not, somebody else will do that for you, and that's maybe not the best one. To answer Tijani's question, the idea, I discussed that also with Olivier, it's to have 2 months after the board meeting in San Francisco, that means 18th of May, who lead the board retreat, I guess it's the 20th of May, and it's just before, and it could be an interesting input for the reflection of the board in his retreat. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. I think that it's possible that we, so from my own perspective, the working group can commit for such deadline, but for that maybe we need to get more feedback from other working group members. We have Andrew and then Avery in the queue. Andrew, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. A couple of just quick thoughts. they're both principles that I'm not sure we want to give up on as yet. The one was, we talked a little bit about, you mentioned the country, the possibility of having countries get into this, and we specifically left them out for what I think are good reasons. I'm a little concerned that would change our dynamic fairly much, and I think it might really monopolize what little resources we have. So I don't know what everybody else thinks, but I'm a little bit uncomfortable with the idea of throwing it open to countries, especially since some of the countries have had opportunities in this space and before have resources. Maybe there'd be it'd be part of a separate window or something like that, but I'm concerned that they might suck some of the life out of what we have. The second thing is the whole principle that Tony's efforts are going after, which is that there is a that the pricing is to some extent arbitrary, and that the amount of price that's being charged should really reflect the actual cost to ICANN. I think that that's a, you know, if it's good that they've discussed the possibility of being willing to lower prices, my concern is only that if it happens as if you know, as if it were a gift from Santa Claus, or you know, like if it's a concession effectively that's being made, that's different than having a rational conversation about the actual real costs. And there are a number of people who have made the point, I think very eloquently, that the real costs are probably lower, and so we want to pass those real costs along to everybody, but especially to the communities in need. So I don't know. My concern is that if we give up on that principle, that we may end up with they change their mind, and we've kind of lost that. So I don't know what everybody else thinks, but those are just the two things that jumped out of my mind. Thanks.
Thank you, Andrew. Please, Avi, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I got 3 points. First one, one of the things we have to figure out, and I mentioned this briefly while I was going through, is everything needing to be final versus certain parts being final. I think definitely we have to have the work of Team A be final, you know, before retreats and everyone, because that's entry to the program. Some of the other stuff we may be in various stages of continuing to work. So something we'll need to figure out is how to deliver our product so that perhaps we can call some things final. This is the final output on, you know, these objects in our charter while others are being worked on. Two, in terms of the government comments on them being supported, I think those comments... Did I lose you guys, or did just somebody else fall off?
Leah, we've lost someone else.
Okay.
We hear you.
Okay. In terms of the government comment about including them in the process, we made an initial determination that we didn't want to. I think like any comment, somebody kill that person. Or that noise. Thank you.
Yeah, hopefully, just the law.
Easy on the person. The line, right. The line needs to go for sure.
It's paperwork involved if you take out people. Really.
Don't worry. I was not suggesting that we get into soft work, but anyway,
it's the wet
work. I guess it's called. But on the point, I think like any other comments we've got, that's one of the things that's still pending, and I haven't even looked at them to know whether there's a substantial bunch. We have to address each of the comments. We have to do due diligence. We have to go back through it. I think I would agree with Andrew's point and maybe make some additional ones when we were doing it. But if the governments have come to us with a comment on our work saying, you know, we like 95%, but this 1% we ask you to reconsider, we should go through the process of thinking it through, taking their arguments, coming up with our own arguments, publishing it, and maybe even, you know, in addition to including it in our final report, actually say, you know, send them a answer thanking them, et cetera, and saying, for the following reasons, we have decided A, B, or C. So I think we have to give it due diligence. I think one of the things that came out of the discussion, if nothing else, is that in this whole relationship between GAC and the rest of us in the volunteer corps of ICANN is that we have to have, you know, proper due process, proper consideration, and then, you know, conclusions. So I think we have to do that. On Tony, on the issues that, you know, Tony's sub-team of one was working on that got taken out of the agenda, I know we're going to get back to that on the why they did that. But if it's done, it's done. It's out of our agenda. We certainly have enough work do to not do that. I think if there's a bunch of us that, you know, want to go to the streets protesting that, protesting the way, you know, the things were, prices were put together, putting out papers, putting out statements, putting out blog entries on this being outrageous, separate from the group, we should do so. You know, but if it's been taken out of our charter and it's not like we have a shortage of work to do, then it's gone, you know. But that doesn't mean that we can't find another avenue to continue, you know, ramming our heads into this particular wall. Thanks.
Thank you. I agree with you about the first point, to prioritize some items. So, and yeah, also about charter issues. Anyway, as I said, we have a lot of work to do. Okay, we have Alan and then Cheryl. Alan, please go ahead.
All right. Alan. I just want to make a comment on response to Andrew. And if the board is willing to give differential fees to the least developed countries, which is a well-defined term, or to applications from least developed countries, whether it's governments or otherwise, which implies higher prices for other people if they're to meet the average price rule, I'm quite happy with it. You know, I don't think that dilutes our efforts at all. No, whether we want to make them eligible for all the other types of support that we're talking about, that's a decision we can make in our deliberations. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Shirin, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Just a couple of very brief points. First of all, when we've been discussing applications from governments in today's call, we've tended to talk about governments as national governments, and we need to be very clear that what the scorecard says, what it refers to, is municipalities and local governments in developing countries, which is a vastly different beast from a sovereignty or national government. Let's be really careful that as we are in the working group reacting and planning on how we deal with what's being raised in the GAC score or GAC deliberations, that we actually address what's being asked for, not what we think we hear, but what we actually have in writing. And that brings me to the in writing. It is, I think, extremely useful, as those of us who sat through and or read the transcripts of the 2.5-day exercise, important to recognise that from governments of various layers, and that would include municipal and local ones in many, many countries, certainly even in my well-developed country here in the Antipodes, working from a written report or something that is final is not only vastly easier, it's actually essential. It just doesn't get on agendas to get reactions and discussions going in most of these places, you know, the hallowed halls, until such times as there's something that can be, you know, what we call tabled. In other words, it's put down, stuck in an agenda, reacted to and worked on. Just a very quick point on the validity of the cost models. Of course, there is one of the simplest ways of ratifying what the actual costs are or are not going to be of this process, and that's wait till the next round. That's not a pathway I would like to see. All of the benefits for the focusing on what JAS Group is trying to do held up for. If there is a differential price negotiation, as Alan just discussed, and I'm perfectly comfortable with that as well, what I wouldn't want to see is, dear people, okay, your concerns that we have not got a valid cost model here, well, what we will now do is wait until we have proof of the pudding with the actual first round, or next round, I should say, being done as a completed and reported on exercise. We will have, therefore, cold, hard facts on what it actually costs. And thank you, JIS work group, but, you know, we'll get back to you after that on responses. That's something kind of scary. So I certainly wouldn't want to be going down that pathway, because I think the work that we're doing in the other areas is far more important, and as you say, certainly can keep us well occupied.
Thank you, Cheryl. Carlton, please go ahead.
This is Carlton. Thank you, Rafiq. I just wanted to, I was going to say something about the cost model and refinement, and Cheryl just said it. I think, we'll know more about it after we see the first go-round. But just to throw this in the mix, the reason why I raised it at first is in the transcript, it says applications from government and authorities in developing countries. And it didn't make a distinction. So that's why I said there was a report that was alluded to that was coming. That would probably make that very, very clear. But I thought it was important for us to watch out for it. Because if it was a broad-based government and authorities, then I would have a major concern about the stretching of resources. That's the reason I brought it up, because my original thinking was that we're talking about municipalities, which in my part of the world is different. And that was starting to go into authorities, that side. But when you say governments, it becomes a little bit more like national governments. So, and it says developing country governments. So it's very important for us to watch the clarification so that we put a fence around it. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlton. Is there any further comment about this item? Okay, so hearing none, so maybe we can move to the next item by just saying, Carlton, you still have your hand raised. You want to speak?
No, I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm done. Thank you.
Just maybe for, I'm not sure, but maybe for this issue about how to define, about this request from the CAG, maybe if Carlton, maybe if you want to volunteer for that, so to see how we can how the working group can work on that matter. What do you think?
Well, I would willing to see if I can get some further information clarification about it. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so that's to be more proactive about this matter. And then if we have GAG members joining us, so we can, advised, maybe we can reconsider, but at least let's be ready for that and we have some comments from this call. Okay, let's move to the next agenda, which is about the San Francisco meeting for, that's more about the update for GNSO session in Saturday. If you have any comments about that, it's just that we, as leaders, me and Carlton, we should have an update session for the GNSO Council in Saturday. What I advise that just it will be mostly about updates about what about the progress done by the working group. But if you want that any other topic or item that we should bring to the GNSO Council, you are welcome to propose and also to comment and give your feedback.
Rafiq, can I just say, and this is for other members for guidance, we are seeking guidance on this. You know the usual, you give an update on what the working groups are doing and so on. I thought it would be useful to at least outline the ALAC process in looking at the working group charter again. I don't know if this would be advised by the other members of the group or should we just leave it alone and just continue just giving the update on what the working groups have come up with? I think it's important for us in doing the update to mention the priority that we're seeing. So I would respectfully ask if you could think about Avery's suggestion that we firm up the parts of the report that we think should be final or near final for them, so that we can clearly delineate the pieces that we are presenting a report as final and the others that we expect further work on. That would be much that would be very, very much meaningful for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlton. Please, Dejani, go ahead, and then Alfie.
Okay, you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Carlton, I think that there is no need to speak about the charter and the GNSO meeting. Let's speak about the content, about the work done, about the work to be done, about the result of the Brussels meetings, and what are the what is the future, what can be the future. It's better. The charter, it is a mess. We had a charter, we changed it. They have another charter. So don't speak about the charters. Thank you.
Just I want to add something. I made before sometimes updates to the General Council, and we talked many times about the charter again with Tizani, that we should avoid that. It's not that it won't be so really added value, and we also I think that today they in the GNSO meeting they received a new the charter as approved by the ALAC, so not sure what we can add on that matter. Just maybe we can give more updates on the work that the working group will do from the GNSO perspective. Avery, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I had 2 points. I'll make the one I was going to make, but I raised my hand over second. The first one is the charter. I agree with Tijani that it's a mess. I actually don't think it's a mess, though, I guess. I think it's kind of interesting the way it's working out. I actually think it would be reasonable, not for Rafiq, who is, after all, the GNSO's chair in this whole thing, but Carlton or perhaps another ALAC person who was there in that meeting to explain to, you know, the GNSO why they did what they did and why they felt it was important and so on. And perhaps we should also make sure that the group knows, in addition to the work, how the working group is dealing with a bifurcated charter or the union of two charters, and to just inform them that, you know, that is what we're doing. So I don't think it can be avoided. I think the fact that, you know, very quickly into the GNSO, the new ICANN, you know, I mean, the new ALAC charter was informed, I think trying to avoid it as a subject might actually make it more of a subject, and I think just hitting it head on, we didn't agree, we did this, and the group is doing that, and lay it on as fact, as done, now let's move on to the work. But obviously that's for other people's calls, but I'm sort of disagreeing with the let's not mention it notion. On the finishing of the work, I was thinking about it and saying, there's really multiple parts. First of all, there's the final report on our first work, on our first and original charter. That one, we should take the comments somehow, take the comments, respond to them, and then call that one final in some way and indicate as part of that that there will be future reports on each of the work items in the constructed in the renewed charter. So what I'm trying to think of is a way to sort of construct the beginning of the succession of parts in our final. So let's have a final for our first charter. We did this work. In that charter, say, and we are now working on the work items in the extended charter, and those reports will be delivered individually as each work item, and then hopefully we can actually even give dates for when those will be done. And so then we can send, now that we've got an extended charter, we can, because the reason we didn't want to call that a final charter, a final report before, was because we wanted an extended charter and we didn't want to close things and then reopen. We've got extended charter. So if we do final report part one or final report original charter, come up with some proper name and close off that chapter, as I said, we have to take what we did and we have to add comments. And if we change anything because of it, for example, this whole government or municipality thing, fine, we should do it in there. And then lay out how we're going to respond to all the work items in our extended charter. Thanks.
I was just trying to check if I got your last comment. You want that we update our last milestone report as a kind of final report?
As a final report for the original charter, and we got to find the right name for it. Part one, final report. You know,
yeah.
But basically because we've got content in there. In other words, they're saying they can't act on our recommendation to reduce the fees by $25,000 here and $15,000 there. I'm hand-waving the numbers. I don't remember what they are exactly. You know, we made those solid recommendations. We're not doing any more work on that now, you know, on that. We were going to do more work on the $100,000 that we left untouched. We're not going to do that either. So our recommendations on fee reductions are done unless we change them because of any comments we've gotten.
Yep.
So those should be delivered, and those should be gotten into their consideration pile immediately. Now, what's not done, where they've already asked for more work that's in the extended charter, is how do you determine who's needy? How do you this? How do you that? How do you the other thing? That work is still going on. So if we give them our interim, our milestone as a, you know, updated after the comments, and I assume there's comments, as I say, I've been lazy. I haven't gone to look. Updated after the comments and basically saying, for the original charter, this is the final report. There will be further reports on the extended charter items. And put that right at the top in bold letters. And then start getting them the stuff to work on. Make sure that we've got the most critical piece of how you qualify, which is the one that, you know, gives the board the greatest agita, because they're afraid that anything we suggest, someone will gain. If you say it's from people from a least developed country, then they're afraid everybody's going to go down and register their corporations there. To which I might answer, well, groovy. You know, then we'll have lots of people paying taxes in those least developed countries, and maybe that'll help. you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm hand waving. But basically, their consideration is, you know, how's this going to be gained? And so we have to give them that information first. That is probably one of the biggest pieces that we need to give the board in order to get the program. I mean, in terms of the work I'm doing, in terms of trying to raise funds and trying to get foundations, it's important, but it's not as key. It's not as big a roadblock as that first AB question. The Team AB question is the biggest one that stands as a blocking option to anything else we want to do. You know, we've made recommendations, we're working on the details, but that question, how do they determine need, is one the board has to get to be able to act on as soon as possible. Thanks.
Yep. Well, I just to let you know, I'm sorry about this, Rafiq. I have lost internet access, so I can't join any of the chat rooms or so on. So my ISP is giving me troubles. In any event, I just want to endorse the approach that Avery has given as the one that I think is most appropriate. I hate to jump in here, but I don't know what will happen with my line. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlton. Just a half question for Avery. If we do that, let's say the final report, part one, do we need also that we get the approval from our sharding organization? Because I know that...
I mean, I think so. I think, you know, it should be sent to both the ALAC and the GAC and to the world, you know. But the board will want to see at least somebody's imprimatur on it. So I think we should follow proper procedure. If we don't get it from the GNSO, we don't, you know, that be as it may. But, yeah, I think we have to follow proper procedures, and, you know, we each have to agitate in the groups we're in to get them to sign off on it, et cetera. But, yeah, and who knows, the GNSO's perspective may be a little different after this whole GAC process. It may not, but it may be.
Maybe. Okay. Okay,
you never know.
Andrew.
But, yeah.
Thank you, Avery. Andrew, please go ahead.
Yes, Avery, I'm just trying to understand exactly how this would operationalize itself. Because, well, first of all, I agree with you completely that we need to focus in on the A and B, because that is our, it's kind of our entry point. So I think that makes good sense. The question is for all the other things that we've been working on, where we have things that, like in Tony's group, that are more or less shut down, does it make sense for us to effectively sweep all the pieces together and say, here's where we are, and shoot it back to the group and say, are we comfortable with that? And if we are, we're going to put that in the basket of things to share. Is that what I'm hearing you say as a protocol that you're recommending?
Does
that make sense?
For jumping in again, that's not quite what I was saying.
Okay, that's why I'm asking.
Taking our milestone report, which was our final report for the first charter, though we didn't want to call it final because we didn't want them to close the group down before we had a chance to get an extended charter. So that's why essentially we called it milestone. We got some comments back from it, I'm assuming. We got at least a government comment. So let's tie that one up with a bow and call it done and include in it a section that says, in terms of the extended charter, we will deliver the items in our extended charter on the following dates, and hopefully we can give dates on it. I think we do not include Tony's because it's no longer in our charter. The language one we include, I guess Tony's on that one too, but the $100,000 one isn't in our charter anymore, so we don't even include it. As I say, if there's a bunch of us that want to go start the anti-$100,000 club, we should go do that and do it as an independent ICANN protest motion.
That's why I'm asking. I just want to make sure that I know that there's some work that's been done on some of these areas since the milestone report that we probably want to include in. And I hear you about wanting to take out things that are no longer in our that are specifically no longer in our charter, if they are. That makes sense. I just think it would be worthwhile before we send it out to have a last pass at it to make sure that we're all on the same page and that we all agree that what we think we heard is the group's consensus. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, and I think it makes sense even on all the other items to say, this is the final report for part one. Here's the status of where we're at on each of those other items.
I think that makes sense at all. I also wish to endorse the idea for our own purposes of having some dates certain when we want to try and deliver stuff. I think it'll help us focus the mind. I think it should be before the next board retreat. I think that's a great idea, and probably a little bit before so we have some wiggle room in case we need it. But I definitely think that having some dates for us will be helpful for us. And we'll make us appear to be a little bit more of a serious partner. I appreciate your report earlier. I was watching the transcript because I couldn't get the vocals to work, the voice. And I read a lot of this as very positive. And there's a lot more eyes on this now than I perceived there having been before. So I think that the more we can appear to be time certain and outwardly serious to them, the more likely we are to get some of the things we're looking for.
Thank you, Andrew. Actually, maybe just can you send all your suggestion to the mailing list, maybe to share with the people who are not here. So,
sure.
And then, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, sure thing. I can write that up. Can I ask a question while I'm already talking out of profession? Do we have a face-to-face meeting in San Francisco of the working group? Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. So maybe we can we need to talk about what we should have as agenda for that face-to-face meeting to make it more really to do as much as work that we can there. Okay. We have Sebastian Tijani in the queue. Please, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Thank you, Afik. Yeah, just a short note to say that there is a meeting of the working group. If Olivier Avery and others can ask the people, they told us that they want to join this working group, to be aware of this meeting, it could be a good time to them to be up to speed on the work done, both from the board, the GAC, and many and other, if they are. Thank you.
Thank you. Isabel, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Sébastien, you made my point exactly, because you proposed on the mailing list that we hold another meeting, a public meeting, so that we can, if you want, promote our working group and our work. And I replied saying that I agree, but with a condition. The attendees must be targeted, because I don't want to repeat the experience of Cartagena. Now, your proposal is very good. We can keep our face-to-face meeting, but let other people attend it so that they will be aware of what we are doing, and it will be the best way, I think. So in a small room, we don't need a lot of people. We need people who are interested and people who we want them to come. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ari, please go ahead.
Was there Sebastian before me?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Sebastian.
I just wanted to comment on Tijani's point of people that we want. I'm assuming it's an open working group meeting so that we won't be restricting anyone from coming. I mean, certainly we should outreach to people saying, please come to our meeting. But if people show up that we've never met before or whatever, I think it's an open meeting and it should remain so.
It is an open meeting. I was about to... I can't put up my hand because I don't have connection. But it is an open meeting. Unfortunately, Tijani, we can't restrict who will show up. We have to do the best we can when they show up.
I didn't say we have to restrict. I said we don't have to have an empty room. Because in Cartagena we had almost an empty room, so
okay.
we have to lobby, we have to outreach people to come, and we will target people that we want them to come. That's all.
Anyway.
Okay, I see the clarification now. Thanks.
Anyway, I think the basic idea was to invite those people who showed interest to join us from CAG or maybe even. The board members want to participate as observer, but just the problem that our meeting is just maybe 1 hour before the public forum. Anyway, Sebastian, you want to comment because your hand is correct.
Just a very small point is to say that you will have the opportunity to discuss about that. I have the impression during one of the GTLD session, I don't know when, but where the committee will be talking about the GAC board interaction. As it's one of the topic, it will come at that too. And I have to leave you because I have not another phone call, and I guess for some of you too. Bye-bye and thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we run out of time, but just I want to be sure, because next week I think maybe many people of our working group will prepare for their travel to San Francisco meeting. So do you want that we keep the call for Tuesday, or just we will our next meeting will be the face-to-face one in San Francisco? Okay, Tijani, please go ahead.
Yes, I raised my hand not for this question, but I will answer it anyway. For my case, perhaps I will not be available for the next call if it is decided. And I think a lot of people will be in the same case. I wanted to ask Carla if she verified the room name, because what I saw on the schedule, there is not how she called it. There is not a Victorian room. Yeah.
Sorry, Tijani. This is Carla. I do not have a response from the meetings team yet. As soon as I have, I'll send an email to the mailing list.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, I think we can check that during the San Francisco meeting. But so if there is no objection, so maybe we shouldn't have our call in Tuesday, so maybe people are busy, etc. Then our next meeting will be the face-to-face one in San Francisco, but we should keep...
And what day of the week is our face-to-face?
It's Thursday,
okay.
Thursday, yeah.
Okay.
So it's okay for you, just you want to keep the Tuesday, it's up to you, you know. Okay. So hearing no objection, so I guess that our next meeting will be the face-to-face one in San Francisco. But I would urge everybody, I would like to urge everybody to participate in the mailing list, and then we can have more deep discussion there, and also to update the wiki. So I saw that some of work teams already did that, so it will be really helpful. And then we can continue the discussion maybe in the mailing list about what agenda that we want for the next meeting in San Francisco. Okay, so any further comment? Okay, hearing none, I think... Tijani, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I have sent an email telling you that our text is already on the wiki page with the link to the wiki page, so please go there and comment on it. We need your input. You need, as Avri said, our working group, our work team is... has the most not important but the most needed item, so we have to work on it all together. I beg your pardon. I need your inputs. Thank you.
So about the third item, maybe it's quite important, but we don't have enough time. It's about the Alaki Proverb Vices Charter. Is Alan in the call?
I'm still on the phone. I'm not in the meeting room.
Ah, yeah, please. So maybe is it possible to say, because I know that there is this email was sent to the Chinese mailing list, but maybe to update people in the working group, if someone can volunteer, maybe you, to update us about what's happened to the charter from ALAC side, so just to know, so people in the working group know what we have to do, what are our tasks.
I can certainly do that, but if you look at the document at the URL I sent, right at the top of it, there's a pointer to a comparison between the two old charters, the new charter, and a rationale for why the change was made. So I don't think a lot of discussion is needed, but I'm certainly willing to do that. But I think that the document does give that background very well.
Alan, where did you put that document? the link?
I put a link in the chat. I'm not in Adobe Connect anymore.
Oh, okay, good. I'm sorry, I just didn't see it.
I'll send it to the mailing list also.
Thank you, appreciate it.
At the moment, I have to run out right now, but I will send it.
Well, you already sent it to the mailing list, right?
I'm not sure. Maybe it was.
Okay.
No. I don't think, no, just,
I don't think so, but I said in the chat. Thanks.
And if someone else can send it if they have it. Otherwise, I'll send it when I get back later today.
Oh, okay, it's in the chat now. Never mind. Thank you.
I repeated, Alan. I just cut and paste Alan's earlier chat, Cheryl, here. But basically, the charter is what it is. Deal with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only question I'd make is that the charters are what they are. Make what it is.
True. Oh, yeah. Are what they are. Deal with it.
I gotta run. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Alan. Yeah, I've gotta go, too. Thank you all very much.
Bye-bye. Yeah, right. It's time to adjourn this meeting. Bye-bye, everybody. Glenn? Glenn, are you on the call? Carla?
Maybe not Glenn. I'm here. Rafik, this is Carla.
Okay, Carla, what do you need more about for the... Sorry, I didn't respond to many emails these days, but just what kind of update that you still need for the San Francisco meeting?
So we just needed the information for the GNSO, and based on this conversation, I'm going to send a short update to Glenn and copy you and Carlton. And then we have this face-to-face meeting already scheduled. I'm going to double-check the Victorian room that Tijani mentioned. The last thing is that we just be careful because there is a chance, there's a slight chance that this GAC board consultation meeting on UJTODs might change and might become an all-day event, and I don't really know what is the latest on that. So I'm going to get back to you on that so it's in conflict with our face-to-face meeting.
You mean it can come at the same time? Because we are already before the public forum. So
I know. And as in the current schedule, there is not a problem at all. But I heard rumors that there was a request for the change in the agenda. So I want to make sure that I understand what the change is.
Okay. Thank you, Tara.
Okay. And this happened like in the past 2 days after the publication of the original agenda. So because I wasn't in Brussels, I'm not quite sure, you know, what is really being done in relation to the agenda changes.
Maybe Olaf can know, so maybe we can ask him.
All of you still in the call? Yeah, that is really a Kurt question. So Kurt and John Jeffrey. So I'm going to, I'm not sure if they're already back from Brussels today. I'm going to try to reach them today, if not, you know, Monday, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, just maybe 2 points. Maybe you need to prepare an agenda.
They're very low. Rafika, I can hardly hear you. I don't know why.
Okay. Oh, okay. Just
my question.
So just to, how to say, I was going to ask Carla so we can draft an agenda for the face-to-face meeting.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then we also need for the GNSO session, we need a presentation. Usually we prepare a presentation. I'm not sure will be the content, because it's more about the update and about the progress. And then maybe, Carlton, you can just take care about, how to say, the charter issue, just maybe to give the ALAC, perspective for the charter. But just to advise to note that we shouldn't really spend too much time on that. It's really the kind of polemic issues, and we need more to show what we are doing more than about such administrative issue.
Yes, well, the thing about the charter is I think it's important to do that just to show the evolution of the thing. But that is a 2-minute thing. I'm more interested in doing saying what the working team has agreed to and how we divide up the work and so on. So that is going to be it's half an hour, so it's not a long time, eh?
Okay, thanks. So, Carla, I know that we are asking you too much work.
No, don't worry. So you want an agenda for the face-to-face meeting. I'm going to keep the agenda and the presentation simple as possible. The presentation, I will try my best to give an update, for example, explain that we further divided in subgroups and the areas that we are working and so forth, but I have to send it back to the working groups, subgroups, to ensure that their messages is well captured.
Yeah, we will work on that on the next week, so mostly, I think, by email. Then, I will see you in San Francisco.
Yes, see in San Francisco, yeah. And I'll try to do that early next week, so give people time, to prepare for San Francisco, still revise the presentation.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
See you in San Francisco. I will arrive in Thursday, so maybe we'll meet in that time. Okay. Bye-bye. It's a really good night here.
Bye-bye. See you all.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Bye.